Tuesday. Today is August the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's Day Fair at the Defiance County Fair. We'll take a look at the schedule. We're also going to visit today with Ben Brown, an ag economist from the University of Missouri, giving us a good look at what the ag environment looks like economically. We'll have all the details of that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Tuesday morning visiting with Ben Brown, ag economist from the University of Missouri, taking a look back at this month's WASDE report that came out from the USDA.
Yeah, it's been a beating that we've had in the soybean market, both from a U.S. point of view when we think about our production and supplies on hand, but then even the global numbers are kind of moving in a direction that's not favorable to higher prices either. And when we think about some of the weather issues that could be coming for South America, some of the disease pressure they've had in corn, you know, some of those acres could switch to soybeans as well. And so I do have concerns not only for U.S. like supply and demand on the soybean side, but also the global supply and demand picture for soybeans.
Comment about the change in acres or increase in soybean acres that the report had.
Yeah, so that was a big surprise, I think, for everybody, because the expectation was that U.S. soybean acres would drop due to the flooding that we experienced this spring in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota. And historically, what we've seen is that when we've seen flooding like this, or at least enough precipitation to delay planting late enough, producers take corn prevent plant, and they take a soybean planted acre, or you know what was intended to be a soybean planted acre, turn it into a corn prevent plant claim, if you will. And that's not what we saw. We saw soybean acres continue to increase. That was the big surprise that led to a ballooning soybean carryout picture that's going to be hard for us to sustain any type of price rally in the near term.
Talk a little bit about the upcoming election and maybe some of the impacts there.
Yeah, so you know, more people or a larger percentage of the global population will vote in an election in 2024 than any time in our previous history. And you think of the elections that have already happened that matter to U.S. agriculture producers. You know, Mexico, the largest trading partner for U.S. ag. Argentina, world's largest producer and then exporter of soybean meal and soybean oil. Russia, the relation, you know, Taiwan had an election with, and that relationship with the United States and China matters a lot. So lots of things impacting commodity markets from the policy standpoint. Of course, we haven't even talked about the U.S. election, but you know, there's a lot of uncertainty or a lot of premium that was placed in the market and a lot of fluctuations and, you know, just volatility due to political outcomes that have impacted us this year.
Give us maybe an outlook on corn and soybean prices the rest of 24 going into 25 maybe. What are your thoughts?
The last couple of years has been fun talking about higher prices and higher per arm profitability. This year and probably next year aren't going to be as fun to talk about. However, I do think, you know, when we look at the balance sheets, corn gives me a little bit more reason for optimism than soybeans. I think we could be setting ourselves up for a very strong corn export year, given some of the production challenges experienced in other parts of the world, given our ability to move product in a pretty efficient manner, thanks to our river systems here in the United States. You know, I do think that we have the potential to help fill that global need for feed grains. I also am, you know, supported by the fact that corn ethanol consumption and production has been very strong, and I think that has, you know, opportunities, whether that be through sustainable aviation fuel down the road at some point, continued use of ethanol in other countries around the globe that, you know, lead to larger ethanol exports from the United States. And so I do think there's some opportunities on the corn side. Soybean side, it's hard to find those positives. We have so many soybeans we need to work through. We need to cut our soybean carryout in the United States in half, and that's historically not been done without some type of global shortfall in production, whether that be in South America or the United States. And in this case, it might require both, but certainly hard to see a positive picture forming on the soybean side.
My guest again today, Ben Brown, ag economist from the University of Missouri. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, it's day four of the Defiance County Fair, and some big things going on this evening include the Showdown Pull-In Beef Show that takes place at the show arena, also the decorated animal contest going on, and harness racing in front of the grandstands. Now, in other agricultural news, the National Ag Statistics Service recently produced its 2023 farm production expenditures breakdown and had that in various categories. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
It might surprise some how much ag producers pay for expenses. Case in point, in 2023,
U.S. farms, and this excludes Alaska and Hawaii, spent almost $500 billion on expenses necessary to run their farms and ranches. Farm expenditures were $481.9 billion in 2023.
And according to USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service Administrator Joseph Parsons,
that's up 6.5% from 2022.
Other highlighted data points from USDA's latest annual look at farm production expenditures for the four major expense categories: feed, livestock and poultry, farm services, and labor.
Each of those are really substantial and make up about half of total expenditures.
The report also broke down last year's farm production expenditure totals by categories, such as average by farm.
Average per farm expenditures in 2023 was $255,000, and that is up from 2022.
By commodity,
expenditures are higher for crop farms at nearly $300,000, $298,000 to be specific, than for livestock farms, which was $220,000. Livestock farms tend to include more smaller operations.
Farm size.
The very largest farms or larger farms that go with between $1 million and $5 million in farm value sales have the largest category of farm production expenditures.
Region.
In the Midwest region, think Missouri, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, that region accounts for 31% of U.S. total production expenditures with just over $150 billion, and that's up 4.6% from 2022.
And state.
The largest state expenditure is in California, and they contributed the most to the 2023 total at $52.7 billion. And it should be said that the California production expenditures are up nearly 15% from 2022. Iowa, which is the next largest state in terms of farm production expenditures, had almost $38 billion in farm production expenses.
Parson adds, for the next look at the other side of the farm balance sheet, the Economic Research Service will publish its latest farm income estimates on September 5th. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.